Okay, reconvening the meeting. Thank you for your patience as we got everything in order, got our little ducks in a row. Welcomed. Got a nice little audience here today. Look at that. All right. Okay, we're going to start with our Pledge of Allegiance. I understand we have a special guest today. Let's hope I don't blow this name too badly here. Yeshua Navarez is going to come and do the Pledge of Allegiance. Can we give him a round of applause?
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Place your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated.
Thank you so much. Moving on to adoption of the agenda, seeking a motion. I have a motion. I need a second.
I second.
I have 2 seconds. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Moving on to section E, recognitions and presentations. E1 is the Ontario Montclair School District's 2024-2025 Local Control Accountability Plan, Educational Partner Input, as presented by Robert Francis Gallagher, Assistant Superintendent of Learning and Teaching.
Every time, Madam President.
Every time, Francis, every time.
And good evening, Madam President, Board of Trustees, Dr. Hammond, Cabinet, friends in the audience. The Local Control Accountability Plan, also known as LCAP, is a multi-year plan that helps us meet the needs of all of our students. It helps us identify our priorities, and then helps us fund those priorities. So we're kind of coming into LCAP season. Over the next month, you're going to see the LCAP quite a bit. But it's really a cyclical cycle that never, never stops. So today we're going to be talking about one of the educational components of that plan. It's with our partners. It's getting input from our partners. Today we have Arlene Rodriguez, who are a director of multilingual. Phenomenal at what she does. She makes this thing look easy, and it's not an easy thing to do at all. She works with all the divisions, especially Phil and his accounting department, to kind of put this whole thing together for you. So before I turn over to Arlene, I do want to say, though, we are extremely proud. We had over 800 community members participate more than last year, weighing in, and over 700 more 7th and 8th grade students participating also. So getting this input is extremely valuable to us. And so without that, Arlene, I'm turning it over to you.
Hello and good evening. Good evening, President Rivas, Superintendent Dr. Hammond, and our cabinet members. It is my honor to present to you on our Local Control and Accountability Plan Educational Partner Input this year. We are always encouraged by the thoughtful input provided by our families, our students, and district staff, our community members as well, because it really does support our efforts in building programs, as Mr. Gallagher shared, and prioritizing what is most important. So in OMSD, there are 4 main LCAP goals for the district with actions that support our community of learning. LCAP goal number 1 addresses basic services, state standards, student outcomes, student achievement, and student engagement. LCAP goal number 2 addresses conditions of learning, but prioritizes student outcomes with a state priority focus on student achievement, student climate, course access, and student outcomes. Our LCAP goal number 3 addresses student engagement with a state priority focus on student achievement, student engagement, and school climate. And finally, our LCAP goal number 4 addresses parent involvement with a state priority focus of parent involvement and student achievement. Our annual LCAP development timeline begins each year when the LCAP is submitted to the county on July 1st, but we continue with the implementation of the LCAP throughout the year, and at the same time, beginning in October, we begin to think ahead towards the next year's LCAP. This timeline will help you see the major milestones during the year. And so right now at this time, we are evaluating our 2024-25 LCAP, but also building our 2025-2026 LCAP based on input provided by our educational partners. This school year, the district office offered 3 survey opportunities for our educational partners to be involved in our LCAP input process. Educational partners were able to participate in district level meetings to learn about our current actions and programs, view data, and share additional input into our LCAP. In addition to the district survey opportunities, each site held a minimum of 3 input meetings that not only served as additional opportunities to engage, but also to support in the development of their school site plans. And so in January through February, our educational partners, including students, participated in an open-ended thought exchange survey question where they were able to share thoughts on what they prioritize most for the success of students. In the adult survey, we received over 3,000 participants, and in the student survey, we had over 2,400 student participants. For a more detailed view, we had over 3,000 adult participants who shared over 2,700 thoughts. So those were just ideas, they were thoughts. And of those thoughts, over 54,000 adult ratings were placed on the thoughts our community felt were of great importance. These were the top 10 thoughts that emerged from our adult survey. The survey's top thoughts emphasize the critical need to enhance support for both students and teachers, particularly in the early grades. As you can see, it highlights the importance of focusing on primary reading skills through targeted interventions and accessible resources, while advocating for smaller class sizes and additional personnel to provide more individualized support. There is a strong call for initiatives to ensure students are performing at grade level, coupled with an emphasis on mental health through strong social-emotional programs and early intervention services. The feedback stresses the necessity of allocating budget priorities towards creating safe, respectful learning environments, supporting teacher development, and broadening extracurricular activities like sports and clubs to keep students engaged both academically and socially. This graph shows how the top 10 thoughts were very close in ratings, and therefore they received careful consideration in the needs to be addressed from our adult educational partners. And now the best part. The Middle School Congress was, of course, one of the highlights of the year, where we were able to work with 8 representatives from each of our 6 comprehensive and 5 K-8 middle schools. Each site assigned a lead that brought their group of students together. We were able to review our LCAP actions and goals. And then the students at each site collaborated in various activities that helped them learn more about our programs and our budgets. As a culmination to our engaging activities, each student was asked to participate in the student thought exchange survey and encouraged to go back to their sites and share their learning with their classmates to help their classmates also make informed recommendations. And to acknowledge their participation, students were provided with an award and a yard sign to proudly post at their residence and for the community to see the amazing OMSD students we have. This year, over 2,400 7th and 8th grade students participated in the survey. Over 2,800 thoughts were shared, and over 94,000 ratings were placed on those thoughts. So if you think about it, 5,400 adults rated, or 54,000 adults actually rated the thoughts, compared to over 94,000 ratings that we've received from the students, which shows that they are reading each other's ideas and each other's thoughts. And these were the top 10 thoughts that emerged from our student survey. Students shared, being students, a desire for longer breaks between classes, more lunchtime, tastier food options. They would like less homework and more time to complete it, the ability to listen to music during the day, and more opportunities to spend time with friends. But at the same time, they want engaging and varied assignments. They want, of course, occasional no work days, faster grading, but also to be rewarded for their good performance. But students really emphasize the importance of teachers building strong relationships with them, helping reduce exhaustion from those repetitive programs, and improve communication to ensure that they feel comfortable enough to address their concerns. So these are the top thoughts, and here we can see how they were rated. And I really am proud of our students for thoughtfully considering what their needs are. I really do want to extend my sincere appreciation to the OMSD Board of Trustees for their continued support in prioritizing programs that reflect the needs of our community, because that is really what's helping build our LCAP. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Arlene. I'm going to go ahead and start with Trustee Galvez with her comments, her questions.
Hi, good afternoon. Hello, everybody in the audience. I'm Trustee Galvez, and I'm happy that you all are here, and I hope that maybe some of you will think about participating in our middle school conferences or have participated in them already. It's something else that you guys can do. You guys can come here. Well, not here. It's actually at Briggs. That's on D Street, and then it's an all-day function, and then you guys are able to have voices, because like they said, this is amazing how Mr. Gallagher said we had 800 more? 800 more community members. And it's all of you that are experiencing it during the day. So if you participate, we'll get a better idea, and this gives us a better idea, so thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Trustee Alvarado?
Numbers look okay. I know there's still a lot of people missing, right? But compared to the students, how many students do we have in middle school? Can you remind me?
3,600, 3,700.
Okay. Is your microphone on so we can hear you when you respond to your presentation?
3,600, 3,700.
Okay.
Thank you.
3,600. But we'd like to hear the feedback, so we always encourage everybody to participate when there is surveys, so we can make sure we're going in the right track. Thank you for all your hard work. Thank your team for going through all these messages, all these comments, and putting this together. Thank you.
Trustee Brake.
I want to thank the students here, because I know you participated probably too. All the students that participated and the adults and the members of the Ontario community. It is so important to get feedback from our constituents, and I think we're very lucky in this day and age for OMSD to do that, because when I was going to school, we didn't have these options, and we really didn't have a clue what was going to show up, but all we know, we had to deal with it. So thank you, Arlene, for facilitating all this, and your team. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. Trustee Martinez?
Thank you so much for this presentation. I see that the numbers have gone up, so I'm sure that your outreach efforts to engage others to participate are much more than before, because the numbers, I do see them going up. I do gotta show you, like, I know that the data you collect for this is very time-consuming and stuff like that, but I do appreciate all the numbers reported. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Flora. Arlene, I have a question on from Top Thoughts of Students Survey, the last bullet point, communication with staff, better communication with teachers to help when concerns arise. What do you foresee that form of communication taking place as? Like, what types of communication will that
well,
be?
When I'm looking and reading about what students are talking about in terms of the communication, they're looking at they're really referring to two very different things. One, academics, and the other, that feeling of comfort, that feeling of I can go to my teacher and have a relationship with them to be able to share, whether it's an academic need, whether it's a social emotional need, maybe a problem that may have happened at home that I want to have someone to speak with or talk to. But also the academic portion on saying, I really want to have more of that one-on-one time with my teacher. One, so that they can help me academically, but two, if something does happen, I feel comfortable to go with them either for help or for that additional support that I feel I may need. And I truly do feel that our district is headed in the right direction. Actually, it couldn't be more timely that just a couple weeks from now, we're going to have I believe it's most of our leaders participating in a two-day training on restorative justice, which is very critical, because what it's going to do is it's going to help build upon the trainings that they've received already on restorative circles, on how to build the community circles within the classrooms. They can now take this back to their staff, work with their staff to help also repair relationships with students or even families. So definitely it is very timely that it is coming now, because students are saying that this is what they want and this is a need for them.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's a very courageous step for students to even voice this concern, mm-hmm. you know, this need that they have. So thank you for elaborating on that for me. And thank you for the presentation. Thank you, everyone involved, for that. Thank you. Dr. Hammond.
Thank you, Madam President. And just to kind of add to that, it's a great question that we have as part of our LCAP process. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Gallagher, but we also do the Healthy Kids Survey, which also has thematic questions similar to the LCAP question in regards to communication with staff. You know, is there a caring adult on campus that they can connect with? Is this a sense of hope? Is there someone that helps them with goal setting? So it's a great ability for us to cross-reference between the LCAP responses and what we do with our Healthy Kids Survey efforts. But I will say, for a district of our size, the level of participation is phenomenal. When you do surveys, as you know, when we passed a bond in 2016 and we had to poll, you know, the pollers, you know, for our community said you need to get a strategic sample of 500 people to respond to your survey. You know, think about that, a controlled sample group of 500 people to help dictate how you run a bond campaign. So when you have close to over 5,000 people participating in the survey, I mean, that's great data for us. And obviously our goal is to make sure that our programs and services align with each of those priorities, whether it was the adult feedback or the student feedback. And I think we have a great story in each of those columns of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to improve each of those areas, which is great. So I want to commend your efforts as well as Mr. Gallagher. I think we cast a very wide comprehensive net. I know other school systems don't come close to the level of participation and engagement that we have. And they're a lot bigger, and they should have bigger numbers than us. And we do a great job of reaching out. And our trend lines still continue in regards to getting more information. So I think it's good data. And the challenge for the assistant superintendents and myself is now we had to make sure that these priorities align with our budgeting process going into next year, which is always the fun part of our challenge. So thank you very much.
We concur. Thank you, Dr. Hammond. Thank you, Arlene. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Francis. All right, thank you. Let's give him a round of applause. That was a great presentation. Okay, our next item, E2, is the 2025-2026 state budget and May revise update as presented by our very own Phil Hillman, our chief business official.
Well, I thank you, Madam President, and good evening, trustees, Dr. Hammond, fellow cabinet members and guests in the audience. I appreciated that last slide on LCAP season. It is also budget season, not only at the district level, but at the state level as well. And tonight I'll give you a quick state budget update. Yesterday, Governor Newsom announced his May revision. This is, as you can see here, he did a similar announcement back in January. This is part of the regular state budget process. And so on January 6th, he said, hey, this is what I propose for next year for the state. Just yesterday, he updated those assumptions and proposals for the coming year. At the end of the day, in June, we will have a state budget. It's just a matter of how we get there. The governor and the legislature debate over the next month. They look at economic data, and they come out with a state budget that obviously impacts us tremendously. So this is kind of a process that is followed every year, and then we'll be into fiscal year 25-26, which is pretty amazing to think about. So as I mentioned yesterday, he came out with his May revision. I'm going to give you a couple of themes and then some highlights. The general theme was the state is still doing fairly well economically, but there are some concerns in the future, in part because of the tariffs that have been proposed by the White House. Between that and some spending increases at the state level, the state is now looking to close a budget hole of $12 billion. Fortunately, schools are not going to see much in the way of reductions, in part because of Proposition 98. Proposition 98 says a certain amount of the state revenues have to go to schools, and that is in law. And so fortunately, we are protected from some of the budget reductions in other parts of the state budget. So specifically for schools, I mentioned this before, but the cost of living increase came out at 2.3%. The governor proposed to apply this to all of our revenue sources that get a COLA, including the local control funding formula, which is our largest funding source, but also special education and some other categorical programs get this as well. The last bullet on the slide there was a pleasant surprise. As you know, the transitional kindergarten program next year will go from a adult or student to adult ratio from 12 to 1 to 10 to 1. And so that will require additional adults in the classroom. And fortunately, the state recognizes this, and they said, we will be paying you for that, at least in the proposal from Governor Newsom. So very pleased to see that in there. Was not sure if it was going to make it in the May revision or not. This, to me, is an indicator that it will be in the final budget, so very pleased to see that. Governor Newsom did propose a couple of one-time items as well, a student support and professional development discretionary block grant. That's quite a name, but that is one proposal for him. Some literacy instruction, some other teacher professional development. So a few one-time programs out there, but not much, just given the economic situation that I mentioned earlier in the presentation. Some good news. The next two slides are the second and third, the first and second on the bottom part there. Our after-school program, they are proposing to continue funding that at the full level because I know our after-school program is very robust. We spend every dollar that we get on that, and very pleased to see that that is continued at a high funding level. Also, universal meals, food services. So regardless of your income level, you will be able to get a no-cost meal, breakfast, lunch, or supper. The state is contributing to that as well, so very pleased about that. One last thing, we will have more information for you on the specific impact to our budget on June 5th and June 26th when we will do further budget presentations for you. Not only will we do estimated actuals, which means we are estimating how we're going to close the books this year, but we're also going to give you a preview of next year's budget, district budget, given everything that the state has come out with. So more to come on June 5th and June 26th. And with that, I will take any questions that you might have.
Phil, I want you to know that these kids were hanging on your every word, especially the young lady third in right here. When she heard how much the state was in debt, she was like, wow.
That's great.
Yeah.
We might have some accounting positions.
I think
are
so, yeah.
Yeah, they're ready for a test, I think. Yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and start with Chris Brake.
Thank you.
See that? One of the kids want to make comment? Okay, moving
on.
She's
still in
shock. I know, she is. She's just like, I don't, it's a tremendous amount of money. Flora?
I can't wait to see everyone's magic wands in trying to ensure all the programs that we want.
Still here.
So I look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Flora. Okay, Sonia.
I'm glad that we're still getting ELOP funding.
I know, yay.
And the universal meals. So that's a plus.
Yes.
And I know that you will work your magic for the 5th and the 26th.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned indeed. Thank you. Sarah.
I want to thank Phil and his team and echo just the positivity and the good tidings that our ladies up here are bringing. And then just say that I'm very happy to be out of the crystal ball stage. We know we didn't see you, and then we didn't see, who's our other friend?
Vanessa
in a crystal ball. So we know what we're working with, and then now we just have to figure out, what he's going to do with the legislator. So, okay. Thank you so much.
This was a very great update, Phil. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was short and sweet, but, very informative, mm-hmm. concise, but to the point. Thank you. And we can't wait for June to come around. Dr. Hammond.
Thank you, Madam President. Yeah, Phil did a great job with considering the governor came out yesterday at
10
a.m. with the budget and putting this together. But
exactly.
I think Trustee Martinez said it well. I think it's been a real Herculean effort on behalf of everyone in this dais, particularly our elected officials. To maintain programs and services, the preservation of our programs and services, even in the midst of, not really having ample funding. We've had to make some reductions in staff, and I know we've been able to restore some positions. But the fact that we have not eliminated a program and service in the last two fiscal cycles is really remarkable. I guess two questions. I think the first is, it's a little bit of a loaded question for Mr. Hillman, because he does a great job keeping the cabinet posted on reports from the Department of Finance and the LAO's office. But we have three major revenue streams that really dictate the state budget, right? Income tax, sales tax, property tax. And within that, income tax is kind of the capital gains tax. And so looking on the out years from the governor's presentation yesterday and from what we're reading, how do those projections look, the revenue streams, those three revenue streams, are they trending up? Or are they projected to trend downward?
Out in the future, they are projected to trend downward a bit, in part because there's some uncertainty over the tariffs. I mean, that really will impact economic development in our area if they continue at the level that they are. And so there is some speculation we're going to see a downward trend in those revenues.
So the tariff, which made recent big news, was the 90-day reprieve with China, which took it from whatever, 145-150% down to 15%. That's really a temporary solution because there's still ongoing, which creates the uncertainty, is what I'm assuming.
For sure, and even 15% is more than zero, right? Yeah. So, I do think there's going to be an impact economically if those stay in place.
And I guess my last question, 2.3% on a COLA is a downward trend line from where the assumptions were even on the previous years. And certainly 2.3% is better than zero, so I don't want to sound like I'm complaining. But when we calculate attrition, when we calculate step and column movements for both classified certificated administrators, and you calculate everything that would be what I would call operational and non-personnel, putting gasoline in buses, buying toiletries, tech equipment. You factor all those things, a 2.3% in new money, will that adequately pay for those encumbrances that we're seeing on the out years?
It doesn't quite cover our costs beginning the year for the reasons you mentioned, step and column, utilities, all kinds of different things that go into the operations. It doesn't quite cover that.
Yeah.
It's actually a little less. We'll have a little less.
Okay. Thank you.
Sounds like my paycheck. I'm playing catch up. Okay. Well, thank you, Phil. And thank your team for us. That was quick work. Okay. Moving on to Section F, public comments by attendees. This is inclusive of OMTA, CSEA, parent groups, individual staff, students, families, business partners, public agencies, nonprofit groups, and other members of the public. And our first speaker tonight is Selena Marshall. Come on down. We have such a cute audience today.
Well, thank you. Let me get my glasses on. Good evening, President Rivas, Dr. Hammond, and the board. I apologize right away for my voice. I've been coughed on, sneezed on for the past 2 weeks, administering the ESGI to kindergartners. My name is Selena Marshall, and I teach at Hawthorne Elementary. And I'm not a new teacher at Hawthorne. I have been there almost 14 years. And I've really, honestly, never been more afraid of a retaliation than the last two years. There is favoritism and real fear of retaliation going on at our school site. I don't believe this is breaking news to our district. Families have come to the district with many concerns. Some former teachers have come to the district with concerns. And I know that my union has shared concerns, but all the sharing being done behind closed doors, it seems like no one wants to listen, no one wants to fix it, and we need it fixed. So I'm here today to ask you in person on behalf of hardworking staff at Hawthorne, both certificated and classified, to listen to us and please fix it. Just listen to our union. They recently sent out a certificate to all certificated employees in the district, a survey on site climate. Asked to read those surveys from Hawthorne, I highly suggest CSCA send their classified employees the same survey. I teach at an international baccalaureate school, something I know Dr. Hammond is proud to have in our district and should be. I am too. It's a hard thing to achieve, though, especially when you have to teach under that umbrella of fear of retaliation. We cannot, as a staff, do our job effectively with that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comment. Our next speaker is Christina Perdue.
Good evening, Dr. Hammond, President Rivas, and members of the board. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Christina Perdue, and I'm a parent at Lincoln Elementary here at OMSD. I also serve as a member of our school site council, and I'm the parent voice in our MTSS meetings. I only recently learned that these board meetings were open to parents and the public, and I'm genuinely happy to be here tonight. I haven't been in this room since the third grade. As someone who's deeply invested in our school and our district, I'm grateful for the chance to speak from direct experience. I did listen in on the minutes from the last meeting, particularly what was spoken about our school, and I'd like to offer another perspective, one grounded in active involvement at Lincoln. Our school serves a higher than average percentage of students with special needs, and I truly believe that has brought out the best in our community. Inclusion at Lincoln isn't just a philosophy, it's something I've seen lived out. My own kiddos have developed deep friendships with the kids who are SPED identified because of the buddy system initiated by our principal and administrative staff. We have play dates outside of school and even attend Bible study with some of these families now because of the way unity across all student groups has been facilitated by Lincoln admin. These connections continue to build empathy, relationships, and belonging every day in our students at Lincoln. As someone who sits in meetings where decisions are made, whether it's SSC board or MTSS, I've watched our outreach consultant, our principal, and leadership team thoughtfully consider how to support all students, Gen Ed, SPED, and those with disabilities. I've seen our principal lead with an if we do for one group, we do for all philosophy. Through Saturday school and the ELOP after school programs, our administrative staff has ensured that students with special needs have continued support with aids in place even outside of traditional hours, like after school and on Saturdays. No school is perfect, but what I've seen at Lincoln is an ongoing, intentional effort to create a place where all students are valued, included, and supported. I want to thank this board for listening to our school's leadership and for considering the resources they've requested. When the needs of our staff and students are met, everyone benefits. As a parent, it's in my best interest that our school community is supported, because what's good for the staff is good for our kids. And if there's one ask I can leave with you tonight, it's this. Come visit Lincoln. Come see for yourself how our school runs, see the care, the creativity, and the collaboration in action. Thank you to this board for your time, your leadership, and your commitment to every child in our district. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Okay, our next speaker is Isaac Enriquez.
Hello, good evening to everyone. My name is Isaac Enriquez. To start off, I am here on behalf of our entire History Day team, and many of which were too busy in band or orchestra. Silly them, they think band is more important than history. I want to give a huge thank you to OMSD. We are seriously so grateful for all of your support. For all of your support that made our History Day journey possible. Without you, we'd still be sitting in Ms. Stevens' classroom, my wonderful coach, Googling interesting history stuff, reflecting on rights and responsibilities. Because of your support, me and my wonderful group are heading to Washington, D.C. You know, the place with the White House, a million museums, and probably more pigeons than people. Yes, Washington, D.C. We heard the traffic is terrible, but hey, we'll be too busy being awesome to notice. Also, giant shout out to our amazing coaches, Miss Roman, Miss Stevens, Miss Populous, Miss Valverde. You helped us through research, meltdowns, last minute edits, and that one practice when my whole group was not able to lock in and you had to deal with all of our shenanigans. And can we talk about how wild is that we're going to DC? We're just some regular kids who now get to visit a place where people wear suits on purpose. We're ready to take selfies with every statue we see, try to find secret tunnels under the Capitol, and maybe, just maybe, convince a senator to watch our performance. Not just that, but we get to meet our main character from our performance, the one and only Mary Beth Tinker herself. We're so proud to represent OMSD and California at Nationals. And we promise to bring our best, stay focused, and try not to get lost in DC. Thank you again for everything. You made this crazy, amazing adventure possible.
You're supposed to introduce who's next, aren't you?
Hello, my name is Joel Leon.
Okay.
First, I would like to talk about how much of an honor it has been to be able to participate in the National History Day competition. I would like to thank you, the board, for giving us the resources that have been provided us to be successful, and also supporting us with buses, hotels, registration fees, the list goes on. While other students were doing fundraisers to gain the funds to go to Sacramento, we were just giving them just for being great. Thank you for giving us over 60 students the opportunity to go on an amazing trip to Sacramento. This has been an experience that none of these students will forget as long as they live. I would also like to give a quick thank you to my parents, all the parents that have joined, and my amazing coaches. Thank you.
Is Vivian next? Yeah. Okay.
Hi, my name is Vivian Rodriguez. This is not only for the school board, but it's also for my teachers. Good evening, my name is Vivian Rodriguez, and I would like to thank everyone here and all the teachers that helped me along my History Day journey. Thank you to the school board. Thank you to Ms. Roman, Ms. Populous, Ms. Valverde, Ms. Chong, Mr. Andrew, and especially Ms. Stevens. I don't believe I could have made it to Nationals in Washington, D.C. without them. My performance wouldn't have been possible if just one of my amazing coaches was missing. I feel I wouldn't be able to be as good as an actress, person, or writer I am today. Ms. Populous and Ms. Roman did not only help me with my annotated bibliography, although my bibliography wouldn't be the same without them if they weren't there, they also supported me. And the more I spent time with them, the more they felt like family. Ms. Valverde was always on it when we said, I need this prop. She had been a huge help along the way. To Ms. Stevens, you are honestly the best. You inspire the people in the better versions of themselves. You can make one of the best days really good, even if they're the worst. Your smile makes everything that's bad fade away. To the school board, thank you for making this trip possible, because without you guys, we wouldn't be able to go all the way to Sacramento, and even that up to Washington, D.C. Thank you for the medals and the certificates. Thank you.
Allison Gonzalez. And the group is utilizing the 20 minutes for the same subject per board policy. Oh. That's the first 5 minutes. You can ignore it. You just go ahead, honey.
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Allison Gonzalez. And first and most, I want to express our deepest gratitude to the school board for your generous support in History Day and for paying for our trip to Sacramento. Thanks to all your support, you provided us with an incredible opportunity to grow academically and develop valuable skills. Our performance group, Tinker Reading Boys, wants to thank you especially for paying for our Washington, D.C. trip. Thanks to that huge help, you have given us the chance to compete at nationals. Secondly, a huge thank you to Ms. Stevens, Ms. Roman, Ms. Valverde, Ms. Populous, and Ms. Chan, our amazing History Day teachers and coaches. We as well want to give a big thank you to Andrew, which has have captured all the amazing moments. And our teachers and coaches want to thank for their dedication and guidance through this process. Were invaluable. You inspire us, push us to excel, and helped us overcome challenges along the way. Your commitment to our success is truly appreciated and made this an enriching and memorable experience. If it wasn't for our teachers and coaches being them, we couldn't have gotten this far. Thank you again to the school board for your belief in us and our teachers for the extraordinary work. This experience has been truly transformative, and we are forever grateful for the opportunities you provided. We hope to continue and to make you proud. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Evangelina Granados. I want to start off by thanking everyone who made History Day possible. Being able to participate in National History Day was so amazing and definitely a memorable experience. My cousin and I decided to do an exhibit on book banning and burning. We learned so much about our topic, and we wouldn't have learned any of it if we didn't have the opportunity of History Day. Our teachers, Ms. Roman, Ms. Stevens, Ms. Valverde, and Ms. Populous helped us so much with creating our project. These four teachers are the most hardworking and kindest teachers that I've ever had. I also want to thank all of the board members who allowed us to go on the Sacramento trip. This trip was so amazing, and I'm really grateful that I was able to go. Thank you again to everyone who allowed us to go on this incredible trip. I will be forever honored to have participated in National History Day 2025.
Good evening. My name is Vanessa Beltran. This year I had the opportunity to participate in National History Day. This event has meant so much to me for many reasons. I have learned many life skills that will follow me forever. This event is more than just learning, but a connection to history. History Day is also a journey that has challenged me to do my best and never give up. It has also taught me to stand up for myself even when it's hard and you feel like giving up. First, I want to thank all my teachers, Ms. Stevens, Ms. Roman, Ms. Populous, Mr. Andrew, and Ms. Valverde, for all their support and hours they have put into my group, so we are prepared for nationals. Lastly, I want to thank all of the board members for all you have done for my school, so we could have the best trip at state. I truly believe I couldn't have won without all the support everyone has given my group. I will continue to work my hardest so your support won't go lost in history and state. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for all your encouragement and generosity that has led us to grow. I know all of you have worked so hard to make history an amazing event for all of us who have participated. We are truly all a big family at the end of the day. Thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Daisy Alves Martinez, and it is an honor to be given the opportunity to speak. I'd like to begin by sincerely thanking the school board for funding our trip to Sacramento, covering the hotel, food, transportation, and the list goes on. We students understand that this was a big expense, and we are incredibly grateful. I also want to recognize four amazing teachers who made this journey possible: Ms. Stevens, Ms. Roman, Ms. Valverde, and Ms. Populous. Their dedication, even during very late nights and stressful moments, meant everything to us. They stood by our side through it all, guiding and supporting us in every step of the way. Among them, I'd like to especially thank Ms. Roman. She consistently went out of her way to help every student, always ready to listen and understand, encouraging us to believe in ourselves. Her kindness and support left a great impact on me and many other students. I'll never forget that moment I hugged her in tears, trying to express just how grateful I was to have her as my 8th grade English teacher. She made my trip to Sacramento even more meaningful and unforgettable. Once again, to the board, our dedicated teachers, and especially Ms. Roman, thank you for everything you've done for us. We are forever grateful.
Hello, my name is Yeshua Narvaez, and I just want to make a minute to say thank you to everyone for making this whole History Day experience possible. This wasn't just some project we did to get a grade. It actually meant something. I got to make a podcast about the Boston Massacre, and through it, I learned how to research, write, think critically, and speak confidently, even though it was really stressful. I honestly couldn't have done any of it without my amazing teachers, Ms. Stevens, Ms. Populous, Ms. Valverde, Ms. Roman, and Mr. Andrews. I want to thank Mr. Andrews for helping me and my partner Andy for helping us edit our podcast and make sure that it was right. Not only did he help me and my partner, but he also helped my teacher, Ms. Stevens, when she was stressed and tired. Mr. Andrews and my teachers were there every step of my podcast. I also want to thank Ms. Chong for staying after school to help me and my partner record our podcast, which took days to record and it was stressful, but we still made sure to finish it. Whether me or my partner Andy were stuck or saying that we couldn't make it, they had my back. They believed in me and Andy, even when I was unsure of myself, and that really kept me going. And to the school district and the school board, thank you. Thank you so much for putting time, effort, and money to making this happen for us. Please keep supporting History Day. It gives students like me a chance to do something real. It's not just about memorizing facts, it's about discovering voices, telling stories, and finding confidence. This experience helped me grow in ways I didn't expect, and I really hope more kids get to feel that too. So again, thank you to my teachers, thank you to the school board, and thank you to everyone who believed in us and made this possible. We appreciate it more than you know.
Good evening, my name is Ashley Moran Lopez, and I want to thank the school board for helping us and helping us with the Sacramento trip. And thank you for giving us this opportunity. I want to talk about a teacher that I admire very much since the day I met her. She has always made me feel welcome in her class. My first year with her was when I was in 7th grade. I am now in 8th grade. I've been with her for 2 years, and those 2 years have been the greatest years, 2 years of my life. When I was with her in the beginning of 7th grade, I was not the best when I struggled. She has always been there for me to help me, no matter what I needed no matter what I needed help with. Throughout my 7th grade year, I thought I wasn't going to love English, but my English teacher helped change that. She made the class fun, she taught professionally, and she even got me to pass the state test with her amazing teaching skills. Without all her help, I wouldn't be the person I am now. I am a better person than I was last year. I have a positive mindset, I can learn better, and I have less trouble learning. She even helped me write better my essays. She's always made me feel better about myself, even when I was at my lowest. Seventh grade wasn't the best year for me, but my English teacher changed that. She has always made everything better. No matter what, it was like I can share humor with her. She was like a best friend to me at the moment. Now this year is different. In the beginning of my eighth grade year, I was nervous to get my schedule. The reason to that was because I wasn't sure if I was going to have my English teacher again. But when I got my when I realized I got her again, that was the best moment of my life. As I thought this year was going to be the best year of my life, it wasn't. When I needed to talk to someone, I knew I could always talk to her. I knew she wasn't going to tell anyone if I... Thank you for listening.
I know she's a writer, so I was like, hold on a second. Hello, board members. I'm going to close this off, and I'll try to be as quick as possible. My name is Ms. Roman, but I've got to meet a lot of you, so I'm really, really happy to see you. I feel a lot more comfortable up here speaking today. I'm truly honored to stand before you today and express my deepest gratitude for your unwavering support of History Day throughout these years. As a third-year teacher, building the History Day program at WILTSEE has been nothing short of transformative, not just for me, but for our students who discovered that they could see themselves as true academics. They learned they could achieve what was once seemed impossible, discovered the power of a sincere thank you, as you've seen today, I didn't even know what they were gonna say, mastered the importance of a firm handshake during an interview, and gained countless other life skills that extend far beyond our classroom walls. As their English teacher, it has been my privilege to help History Day flourish by guiding our eighth graders through writing annotated bibs, process papers, coaching them through developing websites, co-coaching them performances, and the list goes on and on. They were able to make some remarkable connections I'm not sure you're aware of. So they were able to interview civil engineers, an LA Times reporter, a world-renowned Egyptologist, and even, as said back here, the Mary Beth Tinker, who is the center of their entire performance that's going to Nationals. I'm here to extend thank yous also to the district TOAs who took time to read some of those annotated bibs, our videographer, as they call him, Mr. Andrew, and to the many of you seated before me today and all your support in the many ways you've done so. In addition to that, while my heart feels heavy knowing I may be stepping away from this program that I've built from the ground up, I do carry with me a treasure trove of memories that will last a lifetime. I've witnessed my shy students find their voices, struggling writers discover their talents, and uncertain teenagers grow into confident young scholars. These moments, watching a student's face light up when they grasp a complex concept, or seeing their pride when presenting research to judges, these are the many gifts that make teaching truly meaningful. But deeper than that, I've seen kids growing up like myself being given an opportunity to pull their families out of poverty, a chance to show that they can make a difference in their own lives and impact their communities. Each step forward in education builds upon the last, opening doors to opportunities that can transform entire families for generations. We can even see in the data that someone with a high school diploma, their poverty rate drops 31%, and 24% a difference between those who don't. So all of these moments make a huge difference. The seeds we've planted in these young minds with my team, Ms. Valverde, as you heard, Ms. Populous, Ms. Stevens, we have another teammate, Ms. Chong, and the list is continuing to grow. We have planted these seeds in the young minds today and will continue to grow long after they leave our school. And while this chapter is maybe closing for me personally, the impact of your support for programs like History Day will continue to create ripples of change in countless students' lives for years to come. So again, thank you so much on behalf of my team from the bottom of our heart for helping make these past 3 years for me my most rewarding in my career thus far. So thank you. We're forever grateful. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I know the students are going to be probably departing, so I'm going to go ahead and go a little bit off script. And we have another thank you.
Yeah, we have three more public comments.
Oh, three more on the same topic?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead. Santiago Granados. Let's go ahead and do that first. Okay.
Good evening, OMSD board members. My name is Santiago Granados. My daughter is a student at Ray Wilty. She was able to participate in the National History Day. I would like to quote the great writer Robert Greene. In life, there are neither rewards or punishments, just consequences. With this being said, will you look at the consequences these teachers have given us? We have a Teacher of the Year, a group of 50 students who competed statewide, and now in the group that's going nationwide. That's very impressive. Yes, it is. All that possible because you have given the teachers the resources to coach every single student with their sweat and tears, showing them that hard work has positive consequences. On behalf of all the parents, I want to personally thank you for allowing my daughter and the rest of the students for this life-changing experience, and to all the teachers and coaches who keep creating overachieving citizens out of OMSD. Thank you. Let's keep supporting this type of extracurricular activities. Thank you, guys.
Ms. Valverde?
Good evening, President Rivas, Dr. Hammond, and members of the board. My name is Candice Valverde, and I'm the instructional coach at Wiltsey Middle School, as well as an incredibly proud and grateful History Day coach. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you tonight. I want to express my deep appreciation for your continued support of our History Day program. In my 9 years at Wiltsey, I have never experienced the level of academic culture that I witnessed these past 2 years with our eighth grade students. The shift is undeniable. Students are not only rising to the challenge, but truly thriving in an environment that values curiosity, critical thinking, and academic excellence. What's even more exciting is that this energy is contagious. Our sixth and seventh graders are already looking forward to being part of the program. When I visited sixth and seventh grade classrooms to generate an interest list for next year's History Day class, over 120 students signed up.
Wow.
Eager, hopeful, and already thinking about the stories they want to tell. Many followed up with me and Mrs. Stevens in the days and weeks after, asking when they'd find out if they made it into the class. That level of anticipation and engagement speaks volumes about the program's impact. History Day does more than showcase student creativity and research. It builds the kind of rigor and resilience our students will need in high school, college, and beyond. They are learning how to question, analyze, communicate, and collaborate, all essential skills for the future. Our students have pushed each other and every one of their coaches to achieve more and be better members within our community. And we're seeing that growth reflected in their academic data as well. The lessons our students learn in reading comprehension, articulation, and critical thinking as they research and create the projects apply in all areas of their education, and we are better educators because of the students who surround us as a result of this program. Of course, we know we could not build a program like this without the support of all of you. Your belief in what our students can accomplish and your trust in the coaches to guide them is what allows this program to thrive. I also want to personally thank Irma Sanchez and Chris Brake for attending the state competition and for also allowing Andrew to join us for the weekend. Your presence meant the world to our students. The way you took time to interact with them and view their projects showed that you truly care, and they felt it. They saw that their hard work was noticed and that their accomplishments matter to our district leadership. Thank you again for your unwavering support. It truly makes a difference.
Yeah. and Amanda Populous.
Good evening. My name is Amanda Populous, and I am the robotics and computer coding teacher at Ray Wiltsey Middle School. I am honored to be here this evening representing our History Day program to express a profound gratitude for your generous support of a recent trip to Sacramento for the National History Day competition. You might be wondering why someone with a science background is here standing before you to thank you for a history event. And the truth is, my involvement would not have been possible or even a thing without Miss Vanessa Roman. Last year, I observed Vanessa as she worked alongside with other coaches and supported students during Wiltsey's first History Day competition. I was deeply inspired by Vanessa's dedication and enthusiasm in helping her students realize their full potential. Without her guidance and friendship, I would not have felt compelled to join the amazing team of coaches at Wiltsey and contribute to our student success. Thanks to Vanessa's positivity and leadership, our coaching team has grown from just 3 to many more, enabling us to support over 60 students preparing for the state competition. I'm incredibly thankful for Vanessa Roman as a friend, a scholar, and a colleague whose passion for education exemplifies the excellence we strive for in our district. Together as a team, we stand, or rather sit before you, filled with appreciation for the opportunity to host a school competition involving over 120 students across 6 events. We are especially grateful to those of you who volunteered as judges and take time out of your busy schedules to help us out with that event. Thank you. It is this level of community and district support that makes Ontario Montclair number 1 in the nation for student support, compassion, and academic curiosity. We have witnessed what lack of support looks like from other districts, and we cannot overstate how thankful we are to all of you for being so caring and generous to all of us. We are internally grateful for that. Thank you very much. From our school competition, 62 hardworking students advanced to the county level, where 60 of them emerged as county champions. On behalf of the entire team, I want to express our deepest gratitude for your ongoing support. Thanks to you, 60 of our students had the incredible opportunity to compete at the state level. Your decision to fund this experience has had an impact far beyond the competition itself. These young historians worked tirelessly on their projects, conducting research, analyzing primary sources, and crafting presentations that showcase not only their academic skills, but also their passion for understanding our shared past. Their work at the state level has validated their efforts and inspired them to continue pursuing excellence. In Sacramento, our students did more than compete. They represented Ontario Montclair School District with distinction. They connected with peers from across California, exchanged ideas, and experienced firsthand how history education transcends classroom walls. For many, this was their first visit to our state capital, and making that experience an educational journey we will all cherish for years to come. The parents, teachers, and staff who supported these students also wish to extend their thanks. The countless hours of preparation were made worthwhile, knowing that the board recognizes and supports in the value of this program. Because of your continued support, we are thrilled to say that one of our group performances will be able to compete on the national level. It is not a small feat by any means for our public school students to compete at this level. We all know that this will forever change their lives, as well as the coaches who dream of building an academically prestigious program that will encourage our students to go to college and beyond. We are proud to be a part of a district that prioritizes these formative experiences for our students. Your decision to allocate resources to this competition reflects a vision of education that we deeply appreciate, one that understands learning happens through diverse experiences and opportunities. Thank you for believing in our students and for your continued support of programs that expand their horizons and challenge them to excel. Thank you again.
I'm going to pull a little presidential flex and go off of our normal protocol and just give the trustees a minute to respond to our young speakers and their teachers tonight. So I'll go ahead and start with Flora and move to my left. Flora, you want to go ahead?
I'm still crying inside, so it's going to be hard for me to say and my sentiments to all of you, but I'm just so grateful that you guys had the courage to come and talk to us and let us know the impact that you guys had. I mean, the impact that this program has on you. So I'm really grateful to all the coaches and the teachers for your passion. Man, I wish I could just duplicate this everywhere, you know, in our school district. So I'm very grateful. And keep it up, students. You know, you guys have a bright future. And I'm so happy to hear that this was impactful in a way that it's going to go ahead and impact your future choices. So that's exciting to hear as well. So thank you, guys.
Ms. Break?
Okay, I kind of cried a little bit, too. I should be thanking you because I'm so grateful that I got to see your performances in Sacramento. Your ability to communicate, your maturity, your understanding of the topics that you were allowed to do and wanted to spread to the audience was amazing. I love how you said thank you to all of us. Thank you for your dedication to OMSD. Thank you to all the teachers, the coaches, all the parents involved. It was just a huge highlight of my stint on this school board. So thank you so much for that, and I will never forget it. Thank you.
Sonia?
Wow, it's amazing, amazing. I was able to go last year and see the group that went to nationals. I think they won second place. And it was just an eye-opening, a great experience that I was able to live with the kids along with them. I think it was Irma and Flora, right? It was amazing. And then this year to be able to judge some of the presentations, I knew you guys were going to do amazing things in Sacramento. So thank you, Chris, for going out there. I know we had the parent leadership conference that same day. If not, we would have gone. Mm-hmm. But, you know, guys, we believe in you. The work we do up here is because we believe in you. We believe in all our students. And, you know, listening to you thanking us and listening to what you're thanking your teachers, your coaches, the support you gave each other during the competition, during practicing. I know Ms. Tuttle even made some of the clothing they wore for History Day, and nobody does that, you know? Some people, let's go buy it. She made them. And that's dedication, staying late, working on projects, working on your lines, working on your scripts. You guys are amazing. Don't doubt that you could be anything you want, you could do anything you want, and you just proved yourself. And looking at it from my eyes, I see our 33 schools, and it just comes together how wonderful we are. Our parent volunteers, the fundraising they do, our parents that work and give to our PTOs, PTAs, to our schools, they donate. You don't know how that is valued. We really appreciate when people, parents work together at their every school level to help with some of the programs, which allows us to also be able to use this money to fund programs. So we all work together, and hopefully this just makes it just come together. Everybody working together. Our kids are not supposed to be looking for money, like you said. Somebody said that there were other kids fundraising, trying to bring money. Our parents are doing that for our kids. Our kids are supposed to be concentrating, exploring, looking for their passion, see what they love to do. So I'm glad that we're doing that at OMSD and that our kids don't have to worry about that. And we want to continue that. So thank you to our parents. Thank you for our parent volunteers. Thank you for our students for giving it all your all and making us proud and stand out at OMSD statewide and national now. So just thank you to everybody. Our district, you know, even our leadership here at the district, our superintendent, the cabinet, our principals, thank everybody for being amazing. I know we're not perfect, but we do have systems in place to report stuff, to, you know, work one issue at a time and make every work environment a happy environment. You shouldn't come and be stressful, but
please report it to the right people, make sure it gets to the right place so they could fix it. But I know overall we're working very hard to make OMSD, and our students, you guys, we do this for you guys. We do this so you guys could learn, you guys could have fun and create these wonderful memories that when I was an OMSD student, I created, and I still remember my teachers, and I love it. So thank you, guys.
Sarah?
Okay, it takes a lot of bravery to come up to this podium and to talk. So thank you all so much for volunteering to doing that, all of our students for doing that. It's very kind of you to do that. I want to, Vanessa Roman, I believe I met your mother. No, that's Vanessa Roman. And then I'm going to get her wrong. Right here, you. Miss Stevens. Miss Stevens, I met your mother. Was it Miss Roman's mother? Somebody went and got food the day that we did judging. Malverde's mother. Okay, good. Okay, so you see this, everybody? This is a family experience, because also somebody's son was there to help us that day. There we go. Someone. Your mom went all the way to Sacramento?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Tell her thank you for us, because I know that she drove from somewhere to get to the school site, yeah. And then she went to go pick up food, and then your son was helping organize, and that's just so much that you put in time, energy, and effort for our kids. And I just wanted to cry up here when you did that. So I just so appreciate it. And I just want to echo all of our board members up here, and Irma and Andrew. Let's give a round of applause to Andrew. Andrew at our district office, which is, okay, it's Ann symbol and then Drew. And then he's Dr. Mr. Andrew, and he's just so amazing, and you see him at all of our events with cameras and everything like that, so please hi to him. Him and Irma's team are so amazing when it's coming. Yes, Irma. Okay, so when I heard that Irma was taking Chris to Sacramento, I said, oh my gosh, she's going to lose her, and then she's going to wander off with the kids. So I was so happy that Irma went with
me or Irma.
No, you were going to wander off, and Irma... You were going to wander off, so I was so happy that Irma went with you, because I'm at the parent conference. I'm at the parent day breakfast, and all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute, where's Chris? I'm going like this, like, she's usually here. Where is she? So I was super happy that Irma went with you that day, because they're both amazing together and apart. So that was so good. And then thank everybody, your parent volunteers. I'm so happy to... Oh, thank you, parent volunteers. I am so happy to hear that we at the dais have to come up with more resources for 120 kids that are now interested and a growing program, because that is not a problem. That is something that we strive for. That is an accomplishment. So just thank you so much. And to hear that we have more teachers interested and more staff at your school site interested in being coordinators, that is amazing, because we always talk about OMSD, our different culture here and who we are, and you won't find this in many other places. We've had principals, admin, teachers, parents that show up at different school sites for different events. And here at the dais, you can't imagine how many of these lovely ladies show up for events and, you know, come and participate. So just thank you so much for your time, your energy, and your effort. And know that we thank you with open hearts. Please appreciate that, and blessings. And you guys, please, please in high school, go and participate. Okay? Please participate in high school. Please tell your teachers on the first day, hey, I've already been a part of History Day. I want to know what your program is here to go to History Day. I want to be a part of the United Nations thing. Okay, United Nations in high school, super crazy, super exciting, and they travel and they
debate. And for another moment.
Academic, oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Bye. Give her a round of applause.
See, they have to stop me too.
Okay, yes. I just want to say really quickly, you guys were thanking us profusely. We all up here want to thank you. You put into work, all of you, teachers, coaches, everyone. We want to give you a round of applause. You guys did it all. Okay? Two words for high school, academic decathlon. Get on the team, okay? Dr. Hammond, your turn.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. I guess one question before I start my comments, was Ms. Brake on her best behavior with you guys in Sacramento?
True.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to you about Ms. Stevens after. I need to get some intel. But
what happens in Sacramento State?
Yeah, oh, man. Oh, my gosh, that's going to be a tough secret to break there. But I will tell you, to say that we're proud of you would be a huge understatement. This is just a tremendous demonstration, you know, for me to try to, you know, I'm challenged right now to try to find a word that can really synthesize the level of gratitude I feel for what you've done. And, you know, Ms. Marshall knows this from being at an IB school, but student agency. You know, I think you have demonstrated and have epitomized what student agency is all about. And so if you have a chance, look up that word. It's really about being, you know, in charge, you know, finding your voice and taking ownership in your learning, setting goals, and being, you know, really having a lot of command and influence in your educational journey. And that's really what a History Day does. It really helps students find agency. And that's what I'm very grateful for. And I think for the four teachers, Ms. Valverde, Ms. Roman, Ms. Stevens, Ms. Populous, you know, you're the female version of the Four Musketeers, or the Fantastic Four. Maybe Ms. Chung, I have to find a new, maybe Fab Five, since you added Ms. Chung in there, but certainly we would not have these outcomes. And I don't know if I caught this correctly from your comments, Ms. Populous, 62 county champions? That's just tremendous. So for those that are moving on to Washington, D.C., don't forget you're representing the ones that qualified for Sacramento, the ones that qualified for the county level, and you're representing your schools and your families. And like Mr. Granado said in his life-changing experience, you have the ability to represent yourselves, but more importantly, you're representing something bigger than yourselves. And so well done. And I will tell you, Ms. Galvez's comments, do you realize in 7 days, less than 7 days, you are high school students?
So
take this, yeah, take this history, yeah, take this History Day experience and know that it's going to be representative of your future success as high school kiddos. So thank you and well done.
Now you may go home and rest. You are dismissed.
You are dismissed.
Thank you for being here. And thank you for the thank you cards.
Thank you, guys.
And the chocolate. Mm. Okay, are there any more yellow slips, Ms. Sanchez? Thank you. Okay, moving on to Section G, Consent Calendar, seeking a motion. I have a motion. I need a second.
A second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Moving on to Section H, Discussion Action Public Hearing Items. H1, Memorandum of Understanding of the Ontario Montclair School District and the Ontario Montclair Professional Therapists Association for Occupational Therapists and Physical Therapists Stipend for Additional Services. Seeking a motion?
I move.
I need a second.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Anyone saying, I don't know. Okay, so carried. Moving on to Section I, call out of closed session actions. Dr. Hector Macias, what say you, sir?
Thank you, Madam President. There's nothing to call out at this time from closed session.
Thank you, sir.
Pleasure.
Appreciate you. All right, moving on to J, comments and recommendations by the Board of Trustees, starting with Trustee Martinez.
Me again? Okay, so thank you guys. We had a really nice audience this evening. I want to thank Ms. Selena and Christina for bringing your concerns up. It doesn't go in deaf ears, and I do encourage you guys to continue your efforts and reaching out to the superintendent so you guys can go ahead and, you know, find a solution to your concerns. Other than that, I'm very embarrassed to say I read the minutes, and I thanked everybody. I actually wished everybody a happy Memorial Day weekend, and it was actually Mother's Day. But so today, I'm actually gonna do it right and wish everybody a happy Memorial Day weekend. So have a good night.
Thank you. Sonia.
Thank you. I hope all of you guys had a wonderful Mother's Day with the person you call mom. And I just want to give a shout out to Montera, Mr. Sandoval. I visited his sixth graders this afternoon, early afternoon, and they have an amazing entrepreneurship program where our kids actually come up with a business, and throughout the year or throughout the school year, they are putting together a detailed business plan. And actually, all the way to making the product and selling it, reconciling, it was amazing, this program.
Selecting CEOs.
Selecting CEOs, paying employees, payroll. They miss work. They have to do iReady, which nobody's taking advantage of that. Well, that's unemployment. If they want to go on unemployment. But it's amazing. It's a great program. If you guys, you know, Mr. Sandoval said to say thank you to you, all of you guys here, for everything that you guys do to support them at the school at site level. But this program is just amazing. You guys need to go. We need to get our videographers out there and get a snippet of everything they do so we could show it and brag about it. With that said, you know, we had our parent volunteer celebrations. I went to a couple of schools. I know parents are all, Sonia, how do you do it? How do you go to many schools and volunteer and help? And you know what? It's not easy. It just takes time and a great heart. And you know, what these kids just did right now, this is why I do it. I do it for them. I do it for my boys. I do it for these kids. This is the best investment of my time, giving back to my schools, volunteering and helping out our teachers and our principals. And I really love it. I mean, we don't need an award for that, but I love it. And I have time to volunteer because I'm blessed with the type of business career that I have and I chose. But I do appreciate the parents that give money because they're working. We have hardworking parents that can't miss work, can't get days off, and but they do donate. So, you know, we really appreciate all our parents that work, that donate, and that support their students and their students to get to school every day and do their homework, and they're ready to learn. So thank you to all our parents out there for everything that you do to support your kids and our schools. I look forward to the eighth grade promotions. I know they're starting already, so tomorrow. Yep, so I love it. That's one of the best, you know, our kids at that age, they are amazing, and I'm very happy with all the programs, the ELOP programs that we have that let them explore different types of, different types of programs so they could find their passion. So thank you, everybody, for participating and being part of that. Our book vending machines unveiled today, or not today, but this week. So thank you, Chris, for going out there and representing. Thank you for the county, San Bernardino County, Board of Supervisors, for your donation. We really appreciate that. We want our kids reading, and these machines are, you know, they're at every school, and I saw all the social media posts, and our kids are excited about them. I think Chris got a book, right?
Yes, I did, about dogs and a school.
Thank you for representing. I had my son's picnic that day, so, you know, I had to go to my son's picnic.
It was a great moment in Ole Miss D's history.
We had a successful leadership parent leadership conference. It says a lot when we have our county superintendent there, our state superintendent there, our mayor, our fire and police. We had a lot of celebrities. It's just an amazing, amazing event for our parents, and we appreciate everybody that went and showed up, and all our staff leadership for putting it together for our parents. Thank you. And I already mentioned it, but you know, it is very important for our schools to have a great culture with our parents, the fundraising, PTO, PTA, our parent groups, because it all comes together when we're able to fun field trips, fun, you know, fun events at our school. And I know that our parents, with their fundraising, do a lot of that stuff. So thank you again. Enjoy. I know it's going to be summer in a couple of days, but we're going to be very busy at OMSD because we have summer school, two sessions. So I'm excited for that. My kids are going to both. Thank you.
All right. Chris Break. Batter up.
Yes, the vending machine that is going to give us books instead of candy was an awesome, awesome thing to do for OMSD. And I did go to Marino, which we unveiled theirs. And yes, I did get a, I got a token and I got a book. So the books will be read to the kids in the classrooms next year. Promise Scholars event where they gave away $70,000 in scholarships was amazing. And it was nice to be have those kids recognize that it worked so hard. There's one other thing. What was on Wednesday? Oh, well, anyway, and we're looking forward to promotions tomorrow and next week. So have a wonderful summer.
And Sarah.
First of all the comments up here have been amazing. It was wonderful seeing everybody here for History Day. Okay, so on the Wednesday event, I was going to mention it, May the 7th, we went to the end of the year Student Achievement Awards recognition, where we did see a lot of the members from the World History Day because we gave them these medals. Because remember, one of the students said the medals and the and their certificate, and I was like, when did they get medals and certificates? They got it at the end of the year achievement thing. And we were there. So I was, yeah, we were there. Okay, and then we have, the reason why I have to get confirmation that we were there is because we do a lot, so it's like everything is special, but confirmation is good, so I do apologize for that. So I'm up here, and I'm looking down, and then one of my stickers says, you are exactly where you need to be. And I'm very happy that you all are here, up here at the dais with me, because we are exactly where we need to be right now. We need to be here with our kids, with our families, with our classified and our certificated employees, with our admin, with our community partners, and just being amazing that we are. So thank you so much for the end of the year. Oh, Chris will like this. Please make sure, I know that there's only June the 1st, Ontario City Library is starting their reading program, where you can go and you can sign up to do the reading. And Fine Forgiveness Day, like, because we all owe fines to the library, is on June the 12th. So thank you so much for that. So if you have any families, oh, and Ontario City Library, they're also with our partners when it comes to our feeding during the summer. So you can join the reading program there from June to, I think it's July 31st, and then you can be a part of our food feeding. So thank you so much. Please spread the word. It's air conditioning. Bye.
All right. OPD, campus safety, give them a round of applause. Our people. All right. It's great having the kids here. And I just want to say I'm really extremely grateful to have every single one of our OMSD family members, no matter what capacity you're in. I love you and I hold you dear to my heart. I just want to say that. I just had to say it out loud on the record. You got that, Ms. Irma?
I did.
Make sure it's in the book. Mm-hmm. That's what all I have to say. Thank you, Chris. Yes, I almost died last week. That's why I had to say it out loud and put it on the record. I almost died last Thursday. That's why I have to say it and put it on the record. Now, passing it on to Dr. Hammond for his remarks.
Oh, well, thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Chris.
Great. Now that Ms. Angela Stevens has walked back into the building, I have to give her a shout out because not only has she the reigning County Teacher of the Year representing OMSD, I believe you also got another distinction from History Day being the Teacher of the Year for History Day. So well done. Cleaning house there, young lady. So, And the one comment I forgot to make and should have made when the students were here, I want to thank Irma. She, I don't know if Ms. Stevens has put Irma on retainer, but she was like, I don't know. It was like we were getting blow-by-blow details, almost like live-streamed the videos and the captions and the pictures. So Cabinet, we were on a group text getting quite a bit of updates from. It was like I was there because of what Irma was doing. And so we're looking forward to the final product that the communications team will put together to represent that day as well. If I may have the liberty with the board president's consent, I'd like to play a short video. It's less than 3 minutes. It was produced by one of our ELOP teachers, Ms. Green at Haynes Elementary. She's a fabulous teacher, individual, great ELOP teacher. And I think when Mr. Hillman mentioned the budget earlier, that ELOP has been preserved, at least as far as the governor's budget in May. And I think Sonia Alvarado, Trustee Alvarado, who has kids in the district, will tell you that ELOP is a fantastic program. This is a short video. It pertains to Haynes, but it's really indicative of all of our ELOP programs. We have classified staff and certificated staff continually dedicating themselves to Beyond the Bell, finding these wonderful clubs and activities for our kids to embark. So this really, I think, for the board and for the community, really captures what is happening at all your school sites. I think what Ms. Green does is indicative of what other ELOP TOAs do. So if you play that, and that will wrap up my comments.
I can see the stars align, dance around the moon every night. And now my eyes are open wide, and the sky has never looked so bright. Now I don't need to see the road to believe, yeah. 'Cause this is where I'm meant to be, I believe. I feel the magic, magic everywhere. It's all around us, it's in the air. And I see the magic, magic we can share. So much wonder everywhere. And I feel the magic, ooh. Can you imagine, ooh. And I feel the magic, ooh. Can you imagine, ooh. And I feel the magic. It's all around us. And I feel the magic. It's all around us. There's wonder on this winding road in front of me.
One of your best comments.
The less I talk, the better it is.
Thank you, Dr. Hammond. Okay, moving on to Section L, Information and Announcements. L1, the 2024-2025 Williams Third Quarter Findings Report, Information Available. L2, 2024-25 Williams Third Quarter Uniform Complaint Report Summary, Information Available. L3, Program Self-Evaluation Annual Report for State-Funded Preschool, which will be submitted to the California Department of Education, Information Available. L4, schools and the district office will be closed on Monday, May 26th of 2025 in observance of the Memorial Day holiday. So no one show up, no one's gonna be there. Our next meeting is June 5th at 6 p.m. right here at Central Language Academy at 6 p.m. Moving on to M, adjournment. I need a motion. I need a second.
I second.
Well, I got two motions, 2 seconds. All in favor, everybody at the dais and everybody in the room, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Go home, kick your feet up, drink something cold, and take care of yourselves. Good night, everyone. Meeting adjourned.